working for you guys Sunday?
Well, we had opportunities. And anytime you've got multiple opportunities, it allows your offensive line to seize control of the line of scrimmage. And at times we felt like we had control of the line of scrimmage, which led to some success, along with the backs to continue to running hard and hitting the right hole.
Looks like you, you're not 100% sure if your line will be intact this weekend. How might that impact, you know, you guys being able to control the line of scrimmage as usual?
Yeah, it'll have a big impact because you don't have your normal starters in there. But the next man has to step his game up, and then collectively they've got to continue to do the things they've worked on, and the back's got to work even harder because we're going to be down one guy possibly.
Kirby, how does the Texans defense, especially up front, change without a guy like JJ?
They're down one playmaker, and with the other player out, Merciless out, you're down two defensive playmakers. So it's going to add pressure on the backups, who are now the starters, to perform at a high level. And I'm sure they're preaching the same thing in their locker room, is that the next man up has to step his game up and has to execute at a high level for them to have success.
When you look at Clowney, I mean, we see the sack numbers, but how is he in the run game? And, you know, the offensive lineman, we're saying he moves all over the place. How do you account for a guy that's always – kind of bouncing around?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of unpredictability to him in terms of, you think he's going to be in one gap and then he hits another gap full speed. He's very disruptive. He's explosive. And you always have to account for a player like that, but it makes it double hard because you don't know sometimes exactly which gap he's going to fit in.
Can you talk about the fourth and two or whatever it was, fourth and one and a half? And it just looked like there was not any room to run for Isaiah. What happened on that?
Well, you know, we thought we had a good call dialed up, and it was something that we use regularly. And at the end of the day, we didn't get enough push, and we didn't get enough movement, and we couldn't make the necessary yardage we needed. And it was very disappointing. But every time you have a play like that, when you don't succeed, you learn a little bit from it in terms of, why didn't this work? And you go back and you look in your own mirror and you decide, hey, what can I do better next time to make sure we have success on this play? Because we're going to run it again at some point. So that's kind of what everyone did. Everyone kind of decided, what can I do better? And I promise you, every man probably felt like they could do something better for the success of it.
How much does a quarterback change affect your room?
Not much at all. They've all had playing time. They all prepare like they're going to play the entire game. All our guys are rooting for Kevin, just like they did for Deshaun. We just want to go out and execute, play at a high level. And regardless of who the quarterback is, we have to make plays for him. And this game will be no different. We've got to make plays for him.
Kevin, I mean, obviously Deshaun can move, Kevin can move, but it seems like Kevin can really run the zone read stuff pretty well. What is it about him that enables him to be effective that way?
Well, I think the biggest factor in that is that he's been here. He's been in the system for an entire year now, starting in his second year. So he knows it a little bit better than Deshaun, or maybe you think that this guy can handle maybe a bigger workload. You don't really know, but at the end of the day, he's been in the system. So that helps him out in terms of directing the offense and getting the things done that Coach Jackson wants him to do.
I mean, does that open up other facets of the running game when you got a quarterback on tape who's had success with that?
Absolutely. Of course, we think it does. And he's had success directing the offense from the read zone standpoint. And we think in this game it will be no difference. He'll do a really good job of getting done what we want done as far as how do you read a defense.
On the option pitch down there, do you think that was kind of on both of them, that, you know, the ball wasn't placed exactly where maybe it could have been, and by the same token, Isaiah maybe could have done a little better to get it?
Well, we like to share in the blame. We all want to make sure we aim our thumb and not point our finger, and I think both players will admit that they've had some responsibility in that happening. It shouldn't happen because we practice that multiple times last week. And in the heat of the battle, we didn't execute it well enough for success.
Deshaun said he audibled into that play. But my question is, coaches always say everything's compacted down there. Is that a good play for that area? I mean, do you like that play right there in that situation, that area of the field?
At that particular time, it was an outstanding check, because it's something we knew about them, that there was a weakness there that we could exploit at that particular situation. So when we saw him giving the signals that he was checking to it, the entire sidelines lit up, because we knew it was probably going to be a touchdown and he would probably go in there untouched. And like I said earlier, it's unfortunate. We didn't execute it well enough, and the results are the results.
The decision of how much to play or how much to use a fullback like Danny
Vitale—it's already been built in the game plan during the week and how we prepare and what we study. And so, anytime you get into the flow of the game, in terms of what's the score, what's the situation, where we are at that point, it can be added if we're up. For example, in the fourth quarter, maybe he'll get 7 to 10 more snaps, or it could decrease if we're behind, and he can lose 5 to 7 snaps. So it's been rehearsed all week in terms of what we think he will get, and then by the actions of the game will determine the final results.
Just talk about Duke's 41-yard catch and run, and just how relentless he's been this year with just not going down and second effort and all that.
Yeah, that was a call that we thought had a chance in that situation based on the defense. And again, he made a play. There were several times where he could have gone down, and he refused to. And that's kind of been him all season. The first guy rarely gets him down on the ground. And then to watch him come alive with the ball in his hand really kind of excited everyone on the sideline and gave you hope that we might be able to steal this game in spite of what has happened for most of the ball game. So every time he touches it, we collectively kind of hold our breath because we think potentially something special could happen. He's that type of playmaker, and he's dynamic with the ball in his hand. So anytime he gets it, we're looking for big things to occur.